Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's this ball high and deep. If it stays fair, he's got a career high in RBIs. It is a two-run home run for Breggy. What a day for Alex Bregman. Two home runs, career high, six runs batted in, and the Astros now lead 12-3.
Yeah, a big day from the entire offense, but led by Alex Bregman, as they are through seven in Chicago. Everybody just wants this damn thing.
He's still
over.
Playing?
13-5 now. 13-5. Bregman, three for four, a walk, two homers, six RBIs. 3-for-5, Yuli in the two spot.
Oh, Yuli in the two hole.
Yuli in the two hole. Oh, I've accepted.
Don't you come around. You keep bumping them gums about Yuli. I mean, the more you talk, the better he does. It's 8-game hitting streak, isn't it? Is that the seven?
Gotta put another one on. Okay. You all better hope it.
Well, what's he got to do? I tried to get it out of you last time, and you didn't want to give me any numbers. You just wanted to make the statement and run. What does he have to do for you to go okay? Because you were damn near here with Bregman at one point. Bregman's clearly making things happen now. So what does Yuli have to do?
What'd you say? Continue hitting 300.
I said if he hits 300 over how many games? I mean, how many games? Or he's got to do it the rest of the year?
I mean, sure. Can we try to do something to come close to match what he's given us for the first 4 months of the season?
Okay.
I'm just saying.
If he hits 300, and I'll go back to whenever we had that last conversation when he started this hitting streak right here. If he hits 300 the rest of the way, I need a Yuli apology.
Sure. Okay. I'll give you.
You're so disgusted right now.
I'm not disgusted. No reason to have to give it.
Yeah, you will. I'm just telling you.
Yuli, we'll see. Yeah, Yuli rolling through. We'll see where he is. But no, good for him. Three hits. There is still no reason him in the two hole. But good for him. The Astros. We were asking for the bats.
Yeah.
Needed the bats to come around, and they have today to the tune. What is it? Everybody. Is we're going to a place where people are coming in, sitting down. They didn't got Jordan's ass up out of there. Right. We got folks coming in. Of course, Trey Mancini doesn't get to get all his at bats. He's been pitch hit for as a damn DH.
No, we're gonna rest him. We're gonna rest Mancini.
He can't even get all his at bats as a DH.
Yeah, they're, I'm just telling you, no
rhyme. Who hates Trey Mancini?
I know you're gonna try. This is Dusty, bro.
Well, it has to be, I would think.
I mean,
how the hell does he not get all his at bats today? Why does he need to get hit? Why does he need to get? Listen, Altuve's still out there.
Is he?
Yuli's still out there. Bregman's still out there. Pena's still out there. Vasquez is still out there. Hell, Chaz is in there. He just switched over so they get Alvarez out.
Maybe there's some good Italian food in Chicago Mancini needs to go check out.
It's getting there. He's DHing.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you.
Mancini.
I think this is going to turn into a real conversation with the Astros, and I didn't want it to. The catcher situation is going to get hairy.
It's going to get hairy with fans, but it's not going to get hairy in the
– I don't know.
I don't think anybody has one. Hell, it didn't get hairy last year. And I mean, and Castro was clearly – Castro just had big hits, clearly doing stuff. Do you remember when, what was it, Maldonado threw somebody out in the AL?
They're not going to have a choice but to acknowledge it, man. I agree with you. I'm not a move Maldonado guy at all either. But every time I look down, whether he's coming off the bench and pitching or he's starting, Vasquez is getting hit. Now, it's nothing sexy now. It's just going with the pitch to right. I mean, man, Vasquez is hitting .284.
They're not budging.
Is that with the Astros or is that overall?
Overall. They're not budging. Maldonado's not going in. We're going to start all these puppies.
I mean, the only guy with a better average than and by the way, Albert, before people start talking about, well, he's a backup catcher. No. Him and Maldonado had started damn near the same amount of games when the trade went down. He's a starting catcher in this league. I mean, that's a legit .285, .284. I mean, the only guy hitting better than Alvarez. How do you justify leaving that on the bench for 3 out of 4 games?
Because of what they value from Maldonado.
That wasn't a serious question.
I don't know. How am I supposed to take it? Did it justify you?
I'm just telling you, I'm not saying bench Maldonado, and I understand why Maldonado's out there. But, I mean, damn, Vasquez is going to make it hard for them to keep ignoring it.
Well, listen, they won't check up, but it will be if they start going through some issues in the postseason and they're struggling scoring runs and Vasquez is on the bench and Maldonado is hitting the way he normally does, it certainly probably will be a question. So you said you're not a Maldonado guy, but you brought it up.
How would you
want to see the catcher situation handled? You brought it up.
No, I don't. I like it depends on who's pitching. I'm just telling you, it's not I'm not in the clubhouse. I understand that Maldonado studies and is as good a defensive catcher and a game caller as you're going to find. I have no idea, if I'm being completely honest, I have no idea where Vasquez ranks relatively speaking, right? I mean, I know he's less of a defensive catcher when it comes to, but he's not bad. I don't know if he's a guy that just says to hell with studying, we're going to just pitch whatever pitch you want.
Kyler Murray.
I don't know if he's Kyler Murray or is he more Maldonado. I have no idea. But all I'm saying is I believe that there is an Astro arrogance of, this lineup, when it comes crunch time, is going to be lights out. And I think when you take Springer, Correa, Brantley, now, again, I know Yuli's coming on, but Yuli's not who he was last year. When you start taking those back, I don't know how long you're going to be able to go, oh, yeah, I'll take a sub-200 hitter in center field. Yeah. I'll take a sub-200 hitter behind the plate. Yeah, I just don't know how long you're going to be able to do that.
I'm with you, and I hear you. And I'm cool with them saying Maldonado is a sub-200 hitter we're going to accept. But to me, you just can't keep – somebody, you got to get Mancini in there somewhere to offset some of it.
Agreed.
And I can understand, the catcher is one of the most important defensive positions on the field. I think the three up the middle, catcher, shortstop, and center field are the three most important. So I get that. But to the other point is you gotta give him some days off. I mean you got to offset this with the guys in your lineup that have better things. You gotta take some away. If that's in left field, if you don't have the best defensive person you have out there absolutely available to you in left field, you gotta take a little bit a defense away. You got to do that, but you can't. I'm with you. You can't have Maldonado, Chaz, Myers, and Yuli all out here. I know you say Yuli's coming on, but have them all out there.
Yeah, I mean,
all four of them in the lineup.
Yeah,
you can't. Not to mention Payne.
The only way you can is if that's the only option you have. And I'm just saying, at some point, if Vasquez continues to go out there and hit .284. And playing once every four games, it's at some point I think there's going to be a decision. And by the way, goes out there and catches Jose Urquidy, and Jose Urquidy throws the best game of his career. So clearly he's not terrible at calling games, or whatever their process is enough to make up for the Maldonado factor in there. So I think this lineup's going to be fine. I do believe that Maldonado is the best way to go.
I think this lineup
I watch these guys play, as I watch Vasquez show, I don't know how, as a staff, with this dude consistently being on base and having the second highest average on the damn team, how you don't at some point go, whew.
I think this lineup has a chance to be fine if they give this lineup and the order the best that it can be. I think it has a chance. But if you're going to be sitting guys like Trey Mancini, who you traded for, that makes sense. I just don't understand why he couldn't get all his at-bats at DH today. I don't get. I mean, he's missed games. I guess hell, two in a row. unless he's got an injury of some sorts, I don't understand it. I don't understand that. That's just ridiculous. All right, join us tomorrow. We'll have us a good time. Giveaways, hookups, and everything. We'll be at Tupelo's in Spring for Miller Lite Football Friday. It's coming tomorrow from 2 to 6. We probably hang out a little bit later than that and hang out with the fellas. Myself, Clint will be out there. You can come on the screen to look at Tyler. He'll make his way on that screen. So come hang out with us tomorrow. We'll have a good ass time, as we always do.
Good thing is McCullers will be pitching.
He is
versus the Braves. That first pitch is 6:20. So you can come out there. If you want to come out at the beginning, we'll be there. You can be good and sauced by the time that first pitch happens. Or you can come out midway, hang with us for a few, and then catch a few of the Astros innings right there as the first pitch is at 6:20.
And
so,
no reason to leave. It makes you hell. When you do leave,
Texans.
Yeah, the Texans come a little bit later. The Texans, they're going to take on the Rams tomorrow night while we're out at Tupelo's in Spring as well. And Texans countdown gets started at 6 p.m. So if you're rolling, it's presented by Modelo. If you're rolling, you can listen to Seth and Sean. And then afterwards, as soon as the game hits them zeros, as soon as it ends, the Texans post-game show at right after the game with Seth and Clint Sterner, who has a late night ahead of him. So
I'll take it back to my old days, man. Them old 3 a.m. nights, come on.
We got a lot. All right, a lot of people have made comments and statements. You didn't think Tony Busby wasn't going to get in on this, did you?
OTB.
Oh, wait till you hear what Tony Busby, the attorney for the ladies who filed the lawsuits against Deshaun Watson, wait till you hear what he's got to say. You'll hear that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.